this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Yes, the Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
I miss that dude.
Yeah, he's a goat. He's a legend.
He was really such a cool guy.
Definitely Mount Rushmore material. Iconic figure. Bigger than life.
And I may want to take back about us broadcasting live from Super Bowl.
What? Oh, because everything's shutting down? Grammys are shutting down?
You know, the Super Bowl's 2 weeks after the Grammys were supposed to be.
And it's California, so you know they're going to like just... There'll be no fun out there.
Well, there'll be plenty of fun. There's stuff to do. I don't need people to have a good time.
The best thing to do is to leave California.
Well, I don't... What I'm worried about is they may not let me out once I get there. They're like, no, we're keeping you.
Well, then they try to sell it to Mexico, and they're like, nah, we don't want
it. Trump tried to trade it.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, you take this. Like, we don't need
We'll take Iceland. You take California.
Right. That would be nice.
We will trade you off for that. But, yeah, I'm a little concerned. I'm going to hold off the announcement of who will be sitting in, replacing you.
It's not replace; it's substituting for me. Sitting in my chair.
Keeping it warm.
Keeping it warm. Just a filler. It's a filler.
Do you watch the Steelers game?
No, I don't have time to watch football.
What do you do?
I'm an entrepreneur.
You don't do anything.
I mean, I do a lot of things. I mean,
you do a lot of nothing.
But I make it look good. Have you seen my Instagram?
I don't follow your Instagram.
I have clout. I'm like, I'm pretty big in the cyberspace.
You've got gout. You
don't have gout. I do. My toe is bothering me.
Hold on. I don't doubt that he has gout.
Yeah. Did you see this?
I'm a rapper.
Did you see the Snoop Dogg?
I'm doing verses.
Speaking of verses, in the metasphere, Snoop Dogg has a space, and somebody's paid 1.2.
What's that on your snout?
1.2. It's flour. It's flour. It's probably flour. I'm a pizza guy.
It's all about.
But somebody paid $1.2 million to be neighbors with Snoop Dogg
in
the cyberspace.
We need rain because there's a drought.
Did you not hear what I said?
No, I don't listen.
You can buy space in the cyber world to live next to your favorite celebrities. Like, you could actually buy a home next to me, Randy, in the cyber world. I'll sell it to you cheap.
I don't want to live next to you in cyber. I don't want to live next to you in real. I don't want... Now, your wife and daughters, yes. But well, I don't want to be anywhere near you.
In the cyber world, the refrigerator fills itself and the...
You know this guy tried to sell something for $75?
I minted my first NFT, and I created my own digital art.
Yes. I did hear about that.
But have you seen the new trend?
Did it sell?
Well, I haven't opened the email because, you know, I'm not really technically smart.
It's a virus.
I'm not a tech-savvy kind of guy. But here's what I'm telling you. Have you seen the blinged out chains instead of, like, you know, Quavo?
Is that with the Migos? Mercedes and the MGM logos?
Those are the ones you stole when you were a teenager. These are actually digital, and they flash your images of the art you've bought and own, and then it's blinged out with, like, diamonds around the edge. One guy has, like, $10 million worth of, like, NFTs around his neck, and then they change, like, the pixel art changes in flash drive. It's pretty cool. I mean,
it's pretty stupid.
But then there's a treadmill where you can run 360 degrees. You can crouch, you can run, you can crawl, and you can actually live in the virtual VR world where you're actually doing everything in life, but you're actually
but running. You're not doing it.
Well, have you seen those videos of people jumping and they crash into the TV and they knock themselves out and they fall
Never
on
seen
their grandmother? I mean, there's some crazy videos of people with the VR goggles on.
If I fall on my grandmother, I have problems.
Well, just don't flush her. Oh, man. So
I want to be like Kyrie.
Irving?
Yeah.
And,
you know, he's not allowed to play home games. They're bringing him back.
He's not vaccinated.
Right. So they're bringing him back. So it's kind of like the AB thing that I've argued in the first hour. They need him so bad, and it's all about wins, that they're willing to put up with a part-time player. Kind of like Brock Lesnar in the WWE.
Yeah, he just came back.
He just came back.
Yeah.
How about that story writing?
The WWE needed him.
They changed their storyline on a dime. So Saturday, I think it was called One Day, New Day, All Day, Again, that was a pretty good ride.
It's an accident.
It was an accident.
Hey, Brad, can you go steal a hood ornament for me? Because we're going to add to this collection. Like, we got a new rapper we're going to sign today.
So Roman Reigns was scheduled to wrestle Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
Roman Reigns has been the champ for 400 next amount of days.
It's not a champ. It's a scripted play. It's a play.
According to you.
It's not real.
Hold on a second. Hold on. See, you change how you tick me off on a regular basis.
It's like the WWE.
Fake.
You said you're not a champion until you defend. He's defended it numerous times over the past 400 and some days.
It's a choreographed play. It's beautiful. It's like Swan Lake.
I don't know what that means.
That's a nice dance.
It's like the Nutcracker. It's organized. And you know who's going to win before you do it.
Are you telling me you're a hacker?
It's like Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley,
the
too.
Ice cracker?
It's, you already know who's going to win before they go out there, allegedly.
So how do you get in?
Can I get a Rolex since I started asking questions?
How do you get in with the scriptwriter then?
Wow, it's based on whoever has the most money.
No, right?
But like Brock Lesnar,
it might be whoever can bring in the most money.
Brock Lesnar lends a lot of credibility to the WWE because he's a real champion. He is a real badass. So he gives credibility to a sport that's otherwise scripted.
That could be one of the stupidest takes I've ever heard.
Why? He's a real fighter. He's a real champion, the heavyweight former champion of the UFC.
Absolutely.
Of the world.
Or the universe.
And he's a Division I stud wrestler from the Minnesota Gophers.
I don't know. That Pluto guy was pretty good, too.
Which Pluto?
You know, he was the champ of Pluto.
The Disney character?
Yeah. I'm saying you don't need a legitimate.
You do.
You don't when you know it's scripted.
I mean, Ronda Rousey brought credibility because you know she's
Zero.
A legit badass.
Zero.
You know she could put a figure four leg lock down. You know she knows the moves.
She don't know no figures.
She knows leverages. She knows how to take a kick to the forehead.
Unless Brown told her how to do it, she don't know.
Well, she don't remember, but he told her afterwards.
You don't need that credibility. So you're telling me that RK Bro.
What did you call me?
RK Bro.
I don't know what that is.
Randy Orton and Matt Riddle. So Matt Riddle came from the UFC. What credibility did he bring?
I don't know who those people are.
I'm telling you, Matt Riddle was in the UFC.
I don't know who they are.
So he's a UFC. It doesn't matter if you know.
If you're not Conor McGregor, I don't know who you are.
That's not true. You brought up Ronda Rousey.
I know Mike Perry and Julian Lane personally, and both of those guys are fighting February 19th at BKFC.
I'm so dead against that.
Because? Because
she shouldn't do this gimmick crap. And then be rewarded with the fight.
Well, you called Brandon's gene out of a gimmick earlier.
And it's not.
So we have that to discuss still.
We can discuss anything you want.
But Julian Lane got rewarded. Julian Lane got rewarded by throwing cards on Mike Perry at the last BKFC fight. And started a scrimmage, another scripted event, because there are no real punches being thrown in that whole altercation. So does it tend to lead to, where was it a setup for this Knucklemania? But they had already made a fight for him with Caleb Harris, who he was in a contract with, so the only way to get him out was to suspend him for his actions to set up this mega fight at Knucklemania 2.
Why is it a mega fight?
It's Knucklemania.
Why is this a mega fight?
Knucklemania.
See what I got to put up with.
That's a great intro.
I just don't know what makes this so special.
Well, it's Mike Perry.
Right.
Who is the Julian Lane of UFC.
He's the what's a Julian Lane?
They just are both fighters and they talk crazy and they have a huge fan appeal. They're equally hated and loved. And it's going to be amazing to watch that fight. You're not tuning in for that fight? Of course you are.
I'm not.
What?
I'm not.
Julian can bang. I remember watching.
No, just let him bang.
You
don't know if he can bang. He just wants to bang.
He banged with Dave Rickles in Montana or Wichita.
No, it was Wichita, and it was crazy.
Who won that fight?
Dave.
Dave won it, but it came down to a
decision. So the guy who lost is now getting rewarded to fighting the newest acquisition.
See, that's why we don't really like talking to professional people like you. You kill our buzz. We are having a great conversation about this fight coming up. We should ask DJ Tony. DJ Tony knows everything about fighters because he knows their walkout songs.
Yeah, because that
and if they come out with the Baby Shark song, I think you should get credit for that.
I think I'm going to ask Mike Perry to do it.
Well, didn't they play some Britney Spears song or something. They played a wrong song for him walking out one time, and he just ran with it. Like, but it was a Backstreet Boys song or something.
That's because he's a professional. He doesn't need to throw cards to get a fight.
Listen, Hector Lombard threw fists to get a fight, or you know, that's how Lorenzo got his fight.
I'm pretty sure Hector Lombard had nothing to do with that.
Lorenzo got in the way of two fists. He caught a two piece and a coke, you know, and he got rewarded with a belt.
A broken belt.
And they're fighting for a Diamond Gazette belt from Josh Burns' fight for the BYB.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying the diamond belt's out there, and I need one.
Are they real diamonds?
You know what?
Cat has his tongue all of a sudden.
You know what? There's a trend right now on Instagram where they
go. Does the cat?
No, but they go.
Have a bat?
His name's Matt. Kind of fat. Look at that. I'll be right back. But no, they have the diamond testers, and they go up to famous...
Two dead crew.
They go up to famous musicians, and they test their diamonds live on the video, see if they're fronting, if they actually have diamonds, if they're real. So they'll go up and test the chains and the bracelets and...
Who does?
The people on the internet, on the TikTok reel.
All right, so hold on a second. Hold on. Riddle me this, Batman. So you're wearing fake diamonds, and you're going to allow somebody to come and check your fake diamonds to see if they're real or fake.
That's the trend, because you got put on the spot. They didn't know they're coming. So you just kind of have to do it, or you look like you're lying or you're a fraud. Wearing a fake AP watch.
That's why you have those guys behind you.
Or an AB watch. Those are fire.
What's an AB watch?
It's just clear.
Shirtless?
Yeah, it's clear. It's no cover.
Thank God it's break time. I love break time.
That's not true.
What time's pizza time?
Tonight, 6 o'clock. Test run.
But it's not. How can you eat pizza without meat on it?
5:30?
I don't know. I'm excited for it, but I thought it was supposed to be hush hush.
But speaking of diamonds in the belt.
Announced it.
Nobody listened. The point is.
Nobody's called. Why would they listen for free pizza?
But the point is, didn't the championship belt for the BKSC, didn't somebody steal the diamonds out of it?
Allegedly.
For Joey Beltran when he won the belt. Somebody took his belt. They stole the jewels out of it. So.
Doesn't mean that it's real or not.
I think you should absolutely have a real gym tester to make sure and certify that the Gazette diamond belt is a real belt.
So this is the same belt? The Gazette dude? The guy with the beard?
No, it's the Gazelle, the guy with the rowing machine.
That's the little guy.
He's not little. He's just short. He was a bodybuilder.
All right, let's go hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Shark Dude, and... Staff song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, Check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And by the way, let's go, Brandon.
Baby Shark. I've heard this for the first time, like, the last couple weeks.
Because you have a granddaughter?
I love it.
Was it all the time?
Yeah. No, she's in a different stage now. She doesn't want to leave her home.
Do they go through all the different, like, roles in the family? Like, stepdaddy, baby daddy shark?
I don't know. What's a baby daddy shark? Like,
baby mama shark.
I don't know what a baby daddy shark is.
Sugar daddy shark. I don't know. It seems like he should be politically correct and just name all the financial responsibilities.
So we could talk about the MVP race, which will be settled this weekend, or we could talk about the games this weekend.
It's just like homecoming. It's like a popularity vote. It has nothing to do with the stats.
Which it shouldn't be. But let's talk about the games. Did you pull it up like I told you to do?
Sort of. But look,
I didn't ask you to do it.
Listen, B.A., I will walk off like A.B., shirtless and just hiking through Clearwater.
I would prefer you to leave shirtless because I want my 8-Man Strong shirt back. How did you get that shirt?
Well, so look, when you get up and you turn your back, I just...
I'm finding that out.
It was just like the hood ornaments that you stole when you were a kid.
I never stole those.
Allegedly, you had possession of
them. There is no allegedly anything.
But what was the coolest one back then? I mean, you were around back when the Model A...
You're an idiot.
T. What letter were you coming wrong? A, B? Which letter were you... When the car started.
What are you trying to say?
Which had the coolest hood ornament? I mean, Rolls Royce had like the bird, right? And then the Mercedes had the star, but like it, you know. But then they started getting smart and they started like making them go down when you turn the car off.
What's the commercial where that thing, the hood ornament, it's like sticks out and then they start singing something? That's my favorite.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, but like, what was the coolest car back in the day? Like,
I have
like,
no idea.
Because I mean, I don't remember like the Chargers, the Challengers, the Camaros.
The Pacer.
The Pacer.
Remember the Pacer? God, that was bad.
Like a Gremlin? But I don't think they had hood ornaments.
I thought that was a belt.
A Gremlin?
Yeah, a Gremlin. Oh, that was a Gazelle.
No, that's an exercise machine. But I don't know. Like they used to have cool hood ornaments back in the day. Like Buick. Like they just had like the little weird. But I'll tell you what. If you're going to get a value, buy a Buick Enclave because it's the same truck I have.
Whatever. You bore me.
That's not true.
How about the Titans? Let's talk some NFL. I've been asking to talk the NFL for the past hour.
Yeah, I'm trying, but...
The Titans are the top seed right now, and the MVP's coming back.
Who's the MVP? Tannehill?
No, the running back.
Oh, Henry.
Henry's coming back. They're the number one seed, and their stud has been out for, what, 3 years?
It's not been that long.
It seems like
but,
it.
But, yeah, why isn't he in the MVP talk?
Because he hasn't played in 3 years.
Okay. Well... what about Mahomes? How's Mahomes doing this year?
Mahomes had a problem. Now Mahomes got back on track.
Okay.
So I think they're the two seed right now, I think.
He's playing on Saturday, January the 8th at 4:30 p.m., taking on the Denver Broncos, if you're interested in that game.
I'm not.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. And then Saturday, January the 8th, is your boy DJ Tony's favorite team, also former team of UFC fighter Greg Hardy, the Dallas Cowboys, taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a big rubber match, like a big...
Brandon thinks he's you now.
Why?
He walks out in the middle of the show. He walks around the studio like he owns the place.
It's on break.
He's on break. He's on break. I just go break whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, look, this, we are millennials. This is a new era. We work when we want. We're gonna show up if we want to.
What'd you do? Just walk around the studio and check things out?
I'm basically a local. The guy came in, asked for directions to the bathroom. I'm like, you know what? I know exactly where it is. I can tell you.
And look, it's a new formula. Like, you can't yell or be disciplining people in the world, and they're not gonna allow that. But
the thing I am going to allow,
what's that?
Is the phone line to open up so that I don't have to listen to you. Unless DJ Tony's going to make fun of me, and then I'll listen to you instead. What up, T?
Oh, hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing all right. What are you, Rocky Balboa?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what you doing over there? Hey, forget about it.
You want some pizza?
Hey, where'd the accent come from? You're from Clearwater.
Hey.
He's from Clearwater.
Okay, thanks for the call. What are you calling for? What's up? What's going on?
Do you want a pizza? What are you asking?
You know, I'm calling to talk this football you guys are talking. Let you guys know right now, just get ready for my Cowboys to go ahead and, you know, win this Super Bowl. So get your tickets ready.
Oh, he's claiming the Cowboys.
Are they going to pick up AB?
No, we don't need all that. We have too many good weapons.
What? Wow, that's a bold statement.
Does Jerry die of a heart attack if you guys don't win this year?
No, he's used to losing.
Maybe next year.
He's used to losing.
He's not. He's just expected at this point.
I think maybe one more year, and too much stress. I think he's gonna be gone. But, and not to say it in a bad way, I love Jerry, but I'm waiting for his son to take over things fully. So,
well, you know what's gonna happen when his son takes over, right?
What you got?
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. What happens every time a rich guy's son takes over?
Oh, it goes in the tank.
They sell. They take the money and run. No, they don't want to be involved in this.
The Yankees are still owned by the Steinbrenner.
Well, same with the Bucks.
They have their kids coming up. His son is coming up, or both his sons, actually. So I don't think so. He's going to try to sign them to the Cowboys as well, and I don't think he'll do that.
So the Cowboys right now are the 3 or the 4 seed?
We are the 4th.
Oh, we. So you're French.
He's a part of it.
So you're a part owner of the Cowboys.
Ooh la la. Welcome to America, Tony.
Maybe I'll hang out with you more often. I didn't know that you were a Jones. TJ Tony Jones.
Why are they America's team? Like, why is that?
They were called America's team back in the day when they were good.
Oh, okay.
You know, front runners like everybody is, like the Yankees, that was America's team because they would always win. The beauty of America's team, and it's kind of like wrestling, it's kind of like combat sports, the only way that you are financially successful is if you're loved and hated. And the Cowboys are loved and hated because they're America's team.
That is facts. I will have to say that's 100%, Randy.
Don't side with him.
Okay, thank you.
No, so, we have the highest TV ratings every year. I mean, we can have the worst season, but they're going to put us on TV because everyone's going to watch.
Why are you a Cowboys fan?
All right, so funny story.
I'll be the judge.
I was born in New Jersey. My whole family is either Giants or Jets fans, obviously. So when I was young in second grade, my parents had divorced. I moved to Virginia.
This isn't a very... Hold on, Tony. This isn't a very funny story so far.
This is a sad, sad story.
It's a sad story. It's not funny.
Well, I guess.
You said I bring the show down. All right, go ahead.
So to me... anyway, so basically to get back at my dad, I became his most hated team and became a Cowboys fan, which at the same time was my uncle, Eddie, was a Cowboys fan, and he ended up showing me how to play football and everything about football when I moved to Virginia. So it just kind of both fitted, and I became a Cowboys fan back in 91.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's funny, but I like it. It's
well, to me it is.
Yeah, well, it goes from you really pulled us down way into the gutter of a story.
Yeah, and then you brought it back.
I'm happy for you.
You turned it around.
I don't think your Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, but...
Now, were you born in Jersey, like Randy was born in Philly, where his mom flew there, the baby fell out, she got back on a plane, came back to Florida where they lived and grew up?
I was born there, and then I lived there until second grade.
Oh, so you're really from there. That's nice.
I was born there in 85, I moved in 92, and then, I go back. I try to go back every year.
Okay, now that's a funny story. So you coming for free pizza tonight?
You know it.
Yeah, Tony. So talk about the BKSC. You got fights coming up January 29th in Jackson, Mississippi. You also have the bare knuckle mania fight announced February 19th, Lane versus Perry. But then you just mentioned yesterday when I was talking to you that Josh Burns was signed away from the BKSC to BYB. So what does that mean for the BKSC? Are there any concerns there, or why is that such a big signing?
Do you think he's going to have a different answer than I already told you?
No, I heard the same answer, and no. Basically, from what Josh Burns said was that, I don't know if he got a better opportunity. He went on the podcast last night. I forget whose podcast, and basically had said that. The way the things were going, there was a different opportunity for him that he felt was better, so he went with that.
That's what I'm going to do for my free agency from this radio show.
There's the door. I'll open it for you.
I am a free agent. I'm going with AB. I'm going to take my shirts off. Oh, no, wait. I'm going to be like the Black Beast. I'm going to take my pants off because, and then with AB, no shirt. I can sign tomorrow.
I'll open the door for you. Don't let the door hold you back.
When you're going to fight, man, that's what I want to know. I want to see
you. Oh, it's coming.
Well, Tony is training. Tony.
Mike Perry, Julian Lane. I know you had said that you didn't like the way it was all set up, but I was there live and I loved it.
Well, if I want to word this as properly as possible, from a gimmicky standpoint, yeah, it's awesome. You know, whether it was set up or whether it was real, who knows? And if this is what Lane needed to do to get the fight, I mean, it's Conor McGregor and Diaz throwing crap and whatever. I'm just more of the purist that I want the best to fight the best. I don't think Lane deserves that fight. I got to be honest with you. I think it's great for Julian. And if somehow he finds a way to win this fight, I mean, it's going to move him up the ladder in places that he doesn't deserve to be right now. That's all. He lost his last fight. And to fight one of the biggest, if not the biggest acquisition, to me is silly. But however he got the fight, it doesn't matter. Now, take advantage of the opportunity.
I was at that last fight with him, and it was tough. People didn't know who won until they came out with the decision.
No, Dave won
the fight. Judges knew
that
who won.
That was a battle.
Everybody knew, because Dave used his advantage. He missed weight. He came in late on Julian. He kept it in the clinch. He kept it against the rope. It was a bunch of dirty boxing, and he did what he had to do, but Julian did not win that fight or even lead that fight. That was a one-sided victory for Dave.
All that matters is what two of the three people say.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's the facts of life.
not Randy and I, but the judges that were at ringside.
Do you remember that TV show, Facts of Life?
Yeah.
It was just the facts of life. If there is an L on that very professional website called Wikipedia, if it shows him as losing, then he lost.
Yeah, there's an L on Betty White's name now.
I think he lost that fight, too.
There you go, and he's the expert.
Who's that?
Yeah, I think he lost.
DJ Tony.
All right, Tony, we got to run.
I love that guy.
All right, man. I'll see you tonight when we get free pizza.
Yes, sir.
Bring some socks. It's cold.
I don't have any on because somebody promised me something. I'm talking about you, not Tony.
Well, I know. I have your gift from Tony at my house.
Yeah, sure.
Your birthday.
Yeah, your birthday gift. I have it at my house.
Okay.
They fit wonderful. They're very comfortable.
Probably. All right, Tony. We'll see you tonight. All right. We appreciate Tony. Let's go hit this break and I can shut this one guy up to my right. And let's go Brandon to my left. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Freeze frame!
And freeze frame would be perfect because T.O. says, I got some ball left in me.
Well, that guy also worked out with no shirt on.
He did.
In driveways.
Yeah, he did.
Was a circus and a menace on every team he played for.
And just like... I don't know what words I'm legally allowed to say. I really want to rip this person.
You can't rip him.
I don't know who it is. It just says a voter.
Doesn't matter.
A voter's not going to vote for Aaron Rodgers for MVP because he's the biggest jerk in the NFL.
No, rip him.
I'm ripping him. I think it's awful. Whether you're a jerk or not has nothing to do with on field.
Right. It's all about the stats.
And T.O. has had problems with the Hall of Fame because they didn't like him, his personality.
We should start our own Hall of Fame. Like, not just the Buffet Hall of Fame that you would be, like, reigning
I would
emperor
love that.
Of.
All right, before we go out to hit up Joe, I have a problem.
It's okay.
All right, so I get all these emails for the Consumer Electronics Show.
You do.
Okay? And I just got one about a new product that has to do with leaving your child in the car seat, in the back seat of your car.
Okay. Like...
What?
Well... I mean, what do you, I mean, so you can leave them in the back seat of your
no,
car?
No, so that you remember you have your child in the back seat.
Oh, well, that's why you should drive a Jeep.
I don't think murder should be legal. Okay. I don't think it should be legal.
Okay.
But if somebody's stupid enough to leave a child in the back seat, I think you should be murdered.
Well, what if you leave the top of the Jeep open and then they have air? Is that illegal? Is that awful?
How old is the child?
Oh, at least 9.
At least 9?
Yeah. Like,
how long are you going to leave him in the back seat?
6 years. I don't know. I mean, till the meter expires? I don't know.
Well, it matters.
But no, you should never leave a kid in the back seat of a car, because what if the car gets stolen and is used in a bank robbery?
Well, what's never, right? I've gone in to buy a pack of gum. I got 2 kids. I left them in the back of the car. It's just so much to
they're from Colorado.
Unbuckle, take it out.
People like, are nice in Colorado.
Well, I don't know if nice is the word of Colorado. It's just they're so relaxed and laid back.
We use our turn signals. Well, yes. We actually let you in.
And like, you know what?
How old are your two in the back seat?
I've got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Okay, we got problems.
But here's the thing. In Colorado, everybody's so high, they'd be like, I would steal that car if it wasn't so far away.
No, I think they...
Or they're walking slow motion towards the car, and you see it, and you come out in time, and you drive away.
I don't think that's it at all. I think in Colorado, they go to steal the car and go, damn, there's kids in the back seat. I want no part of that.
It doesn't really happen so much. Cars do get stolen, but not like that.
But in Florida, it's more... We live near the equator, so it's very hot. So a kid in a car can't last more than, 30 minutes on a hot summer day, the kid's in trouble.
It's a hot summer night, according to
Meatloaf. Who leaves their kids in the car for 30 minutes? Nobody does. Nobody leaves their kids in the car for 30 minutes.
Oh,
well, unfortunately, they do, and they die.
Yeah, they do. Here. It's
and awful. I think if you leave a child in the backseat of your car and they die, you should die instantly.
Well, what's the safety product that they are displaying at the CES that prevents that?
I will talk about it. After we go out and hit up Joe.
Okay. Another AI software program.
It's awesome. Hey, thanks, Randy. I have some great news for your listeners today regarding passive income through investing. Imagine having a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment to fuel your dreams and passions. That's right. Why let your hard-earned money just sit there instead of making it work to generate consistent income every month? Hello, folks. My name is Joe. And if you've ever thought of day trading, but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that more than 80% of day traders fail? Well, we've got a solution for you. A fully automatic day trading software program that you simply just turn on and let it run. It does everything for you and all you do is check it out at the end of the day. It's fully automatic and it's AI or artificial intelligence based, which means you have a solution for generating a substantial passive income. Look, the software takes the human element out of trading. Folks, if you're not making a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment, that's right, monthly return on your investment, you need to call us now. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number. I'll repeat it a few times. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com and the phone number is 727-597-4000. 377. This software has been running for over 5 years with great success. How successful, you may ask? How about 85% accuracy on the trades it takes? This software is built on consistency. And what people are looking to do nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is looking for ways to work from home. And with this software, you can run it from any computer device. Your desktop, your laptop, or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. Guys, you don't need to know how to day trade to use this software because it does it all for you. Look, where are you going to find 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing anything? So if you'd like to see it, hear it, and witness it for yourself, all you have to do is make an appointment by calling the number at 727-597-4377 and you can sit in on the short session that we have from your home or from anywhere and watch the software work and find out details and do your due diligence to see if this program is for you. Today's third grader can run this software, by the way. It's that easy. We've got clients aged 18 to 85 that are making money while they sleep. So don't be shy if you're looking for an opportunity to make a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing any work. Sleepandtrade.com is the website and phone number is 727-597-4377. Attend our session, see it live, ask questions to see if this is the right thing for you. Once again, the number is 727-597-4377.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
All right, Joe, we appreciate that.
It's awesome.
Good stuff.
I love those guys.
This baby thing It doesn't really say. It says, are you interested in the media packet, blah, 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 blah. 800 children have died in the backseat of a car.
Since when?
In the last 20 years. You like that, all those odds, huh?
I mean, it's not any
I'm one backing
kid.
Him in the corner. Yeah. Let's back Brandon into a corner. Let's go, Brandon.
One is enough. If you know that kid,
by the
it's
way,
not worth
let's
it.
Let's go, Brandon.
But, you know, 800 over 20 years, that's...
There's a commercial on TV, and I really don't know much about what it's about, but it's about car wrecks or something. And they asked this guy, and I want to be careful what I call him because you're going to think that I'm making reference to you, and I'm not. But, you know, they kind of make a comment, you know, how many is too many accidents? And he makes up this number, 50.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 50 people walk out from around the corner. And he's like, hold on, wait a second. That's my family and friends. And it was 50 people. Yeah. You know, kind of puts it in, you know,
for sure.
One, and I know you agree, you know, yeah. One is too many. I have a problem with somebody that forgets. When you said you went in to buy gum, you didn't forget them.
No, they're asleep right. In the back seat. You I'm just, not going to take them out.
They're... You just, you know, you went in, ran in, and came back. As bad as that is, you didn't forget them. There's a big difference. Like, I'm going to go to the movies and I forget my kids in the back seat. There was one, this moron, forgot his child in the backseat of the car at the airport.
Ooh.
How do you do that?
Well, they left Macaulay Culkin at home twice.
That is true.
So it's easy to get lost in the airport. I
yeah,
think.
But he's a genius. You want more?
but yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with like routines being broken. Like if you drop your kid off every day at daycare, and then one day you take the kid instead of your wife or your spouse. And then your routine's broken, so you end up just driving to work like your normal routine.
How old is said child?
Well, it could be 6 months. I mean, if it's asleep, it won't make any noise in the backseat. Especially if you're listening to like sweet jams like Baby Shark on the
first of all
on the stereo.
First of all, you are an awful father.
That's not true. I'm
you
a great
just
father.
Said it. It. You didn't well, say my child. Like, you I, didn't say my girls.
Listen, I want my
it.
Daughters. I want my daughters to grow up and be the greatest athletes, whether they're male, female. Like I want them to be
no matter what they
as long as they
what
identify,
they clarify as.
As long as they identify as a champion, they can be my kid or my employee at Champion de Pizza. Oh, what's it called? Tournament de Pizza, where champions eat. That's what it is.
Okay.
See, we recently rented a car, and I was wondering why every time when I turn the car off, it says. Check the back seat. And I was like, oh, that's a nice reminder. There's sensors back there to let you know. But
oh, great.
It was every single time you turn the car off.
So the CES product's already outdated.
Right.
Jeez. Well. Yeah. Just put the baby in the front seat.
You
problem
put,
solved.
No, can't do that.
Why can you not do
giant
that?
Giant seats, man. That airbag's no joke.
What's the difference between the car impact in the middle of the car, sitting in the front seat, versus sitting in the back seat?
You'll get severely injured in the back seat.
Listen, do you remember?
You'll back, die in the listen, front seat.
Back when you were probably in your mid 40s or 50s, they had these station wagons that were the third row would actually face traffic. It had a big glass
that
dome.
That was my favorite seat. I love
it.
That.
It was like a glass dome, like the one you broke yesterday. That it was curved glass.
Why'd you go break that, by the way?
I told him it was a hate crime. I just...
Like, let's go, Brandon.
I told the cooler that he was cooler than Brandon, and he lost it. He went crazy.
Let's go, Brandon.
But out the back window, we used to sit with our feet up on the glass, and if we got rear-ended, we were done. We were gone.
That's the same as people that used to sit on the back of pickup trucks.
Yeah.
And now you're not allowed. It's illegal.
Is it really?
Yeah. Was it ever illegal? I mean, I...
No, you can drive in you can drive in a pickup truck.
Not in the back.
You what?
You have to have seatbelts on.
You don't have to.
Well, no, the law.
Well,
yeah. Who does the law. That's right. It's you in cars. Who does the law?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Sorry.
They're like, oh, I'll be right back, kids. Like, you know.
Yeah, you don't abide by the law. I get it.
But no, I didn't know it was illegal to ride in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Really? You know how many times I've done that? I grew up in Indiana. That's what we do. That's how we get places. There's only three seats in the front.
Let's go ahead. Our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the Tan Talk Radio Network studios as we get ready for the final week of NFL football. And then it's playoff time when the Cowboys hope to get some kind of revenge against the Bucks. Will they be able to play or will one of them lose before then? We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
What team did Todd Yoder play for?
The Bears.
No, he didn't. The Bears.
I don't know what which Yoder is he?
Todd Yoder played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, won the Super Bowl for them, then went to Jacksonville.
He didn't win the Super Bowl for them. Was he MVP?
No, that was Dexter.
Okay, so.
Todd Yoder helped win the Super Bowl.
He received a ring.
He did, and he played.
Okay, he did. Okay.
All right. That's whose locker I was hanging out with in the locker room after when Biff was in the shower interviewing Nate Webster.
Okay.
Biff from the David Letterman show.
Okay.
I've told that story numerous times, and you've yet to hear it. But Todd Yoder played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
okay,
the Jacksonville Jaguars,
all right,
and the Washington Redskins.
The Washington Football Club, because now I'm offended.
He never played for the Washington Football Club.
You can't call them Redskins.
And it's the Washington Football Team.
Club.
Not club.
It's
not soccer.
It could be.
He never played for them. My jersey that Todd Yoder presented to me, because we're friends, says Redskins on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I did notice, speaking of
another Redskin
contributing to a championship, I was on the field at the Arkansas Razorbacks, took the field. They stormed the field with the legendary golfer John Daly, who we'll probably see next week or two
in weeks a couple of weeks of the PGA Golf Show.
And the loudmouth ambassador. And I noticed that the bowler that was bowling to the right of us at the event on the Monday before the game, his uniform was perfect. There wasn't a stain on it. I mean, it was pristine.
His uniform. You're saying at the game. The guy who bowled next to you who was a little cocky.
He had a great strike. He had a great,
kind of
great
a jerk. Ball. Didn't little. Know bowling etiquette.
But he got
There's etiquette in bowling.
Do they get rings in college bowl games?
Yeah. They get gifts, yeah.
Right? What's the best bowl game? But my point was, he won a championship.
I don't remember the best. You asked a question, let me answer.
But he didn't contribute. He was not a player.
There was one bowl game that I was told that they got like reclining chairs, like the massage chair that I got at the CES NPGA Golf Show, which is why we're going. But they didn't send them home. It was like they gave them to them at the bowl facility.
So you had to transport
them. So we had to it's kind of like when you win stuff on, you know, all those game shows.
Yeah. The hassle of getting it home is worse than like the prize.
The tax.
Yeah. I mean, or you can just let Brandon transport it and he'll break the chair in the parking lot. He won't even make it to the facility.
Well, you can break it in half.
Chairs I do. Refrigerators, I'm not the best.
So did you talk to Daly at all? Did he?
John was great.
Can I finish my question?
Sure.
Okay. Did you talk to Daly at all? And did he talk about the quality play of his son helping him win the father-son tournament?
I did not speak to him on those terms. But
on that level?
No. But he was having a great moment. He's a Razorback treasure, like a national treasure, the alumni of the Razorbacks. He was having a moment. He was great to watch the time expire and run out on the field. And
hold on a second. He ran?
He walked. He's a golfer.
Right. He didn't run.
He didn't run per se. But
he's the reason that they have said you know who they are, all those people,
them.
Say that if you smoke and drink beer during what you're doing, it's not a sport.
He'll outlive Betty White, let's be honest. He'll be 100 and something.
No, he won't.
Of course he will, because the lifestyle he has.
Zero.
The wings, the beer, the cigars. I mean, that guy's going to be like He's like Father Time. He's undefeated.
When it's all said and done, Wikipedia will say that Betty White lived to be 100.
That's not. It's cancel culture. It's not true.
It's cancel culture. It is cancel culture. It is. They want to cancel leap year. So they, if you cancel leap year, she was 100.
That's crazy.
But she, I don't know. I got nothing.
That's awful. That's awful.
It's the world we live in, Brandon.
We do.
Oh, by the way, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
I'm here.
All right, anything in closing? I mean, we've got like 7 minutes.
Man, I'm just...
My back is killing me. That's all I want to say right now.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
From what, carrying the show?
From carrying the show.
Well, Jake Paul put out a 5 list of his goals for 2022.
Him and Dana thing is awesome.
And number 5 was to go to the chiropractor to fix his back from carrying the sport of boxing. So he's...
Can I be real honest with you?
He did it.
He didn't necessarily carry it, but he was helpful.
He absolutely put fire on it.
I wouldn't say that anything Jake Paul did was better than the Fury-Wilder fight. That saved boxing.
No way.
As boring as boxing is, and it is boring, the Wilder fight helped a great deal. It's the first fight I've enjoyed in forever. But I love the circus show with Jake Paul.
It was amazing. And speaking of real boxing,
I can still see Tyron Woodley falling.
Well, he's still falling.
Yeah.
He's in like an abyss. Speaking of real boxing, Floyd Mayweather's
going to... What's fake boxing?
Well, Floyd Mayweather, the GOAT, is going to fight on top of a helicopter pad in Dubai in 2022. Like, they have a helicopter pad on top of a skyscraper in Dubai. So, opponent to be named later. And... Keith Thurman is in fight camp. He's taking on Mario Barrios.
It's the 29th, I think.
January 29th. He's in fight camp as we speak. He's also a GNAT gimmick guy. And,
did he just say a GNAT gimmick guy?
We got fighters out there, and Keith Thurman's one of them now.
So
I thought he said gimmick guy.
But the gimmick is the GNAT. That's the gimmick. That's what you called it earlier at lunch.
You said Keith Thurman is a gimmick guy.
No, he's a gimmick guy on the GNAT. He's a GNAT guy. He trains with us. Hopefully we'll get to train him today at 4:30.
We'll see.
I got to get off this show. I'm going to walk off with my shirt off.
I want the shirt. It's an 8-man strong shirt.
I'm storming out of here.
Can't wait.
You won't tell me what to do anymore, boss.
Have you watched any of the Cobra Kai's? Okay, Chief.
No. I'm not a... You know, I do things in life. I don't watch other people do stuff.
I've hung around you now, unfortunately, for years, and I've never seen you do anything.
But I make it look effortless. But yes, that's what I do.
Nothing.
but name one person who does nothing better than me.
I don't know. I'll give you a run for your money.
I don't think so. See, you watch people do things like movies and watch TV shows. Like, I'm out living it. I'm like in the meta space. Fear.
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing, but I'm next to Snoop Dogg. I bought a piece of land next to Snoop Dogg. I know where it is.
You know about a story about a guy.
I took a tour.
I thought he was Snoop Lion.
Snoop, well.
Did he go back to Dogg?
It depends on the taxes.
Hold on.
How many lawsuits you have.
Let me throw a verse your way. Hold on.
Oh, get it. Hey, can you check to see if the hood ornaments are still in the parking lot?
I don't think they do hood ornaments anymore, do they?
Well, Rolls Royces do, for sure. Like, they have the bird that comes up and it's got a light.
You're not going to write that off. That's in there.
But if you get that one, that's got a light on it. I mean.
First of all, I'm not doing anything. I have enough crap in my house.
And then if you get a Rolls Royce, there's actually, like, lights in the ceiling and the headrest. So it looks like you're under the stars. So, you know, there's that.
Where do you see the bike I'm getting? My motorized bike.
Oh, is it?
It's pretty sweet. That's all I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
Is it
a real motorcycle or just a motorcycle?
No, it's a bike. It's a motorized bicycle.
Is it like the old bike you had? The electric
one? This is better.
The fold-up one?
This is better.
Really?
Yeah, this is better.
How many miles can you get? Because last one you could...
80.
You could go like 26 steps.
80. No, it went a little while, but 80 miles.
Really?
Yeah.
They can ride it to the beach shop. We'll strap you up with pizzas. Can we put a box on the back?
You know, there's a thing at the CES.
Oh, pizza delivery.
There is. There's a heated box that goes on the back of these bicycles.
Really?
For delivery. Yeah, I just saw it yesterday.
Let's rock it.
And I didn't get it, and I didn't show interest because I was afraid you'd make me deliver for you.
I mean, make is a strong word. I mean, I might make you go into the third quarter with a busted ankle.
But he didn't make anything.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to make you do anything.
So before, I know we're running out of time, but you believe AB and not BA.
AB all day.
You believe AB and BA.
AB is the star. AB is never wrong. AB, treat him right.
Just for once, be serious. Do you believe AB and not BA?
It's Arian's team. You do what the coach says. If in Denver, I was there when Shanahan sent in Davis in when he had a concussion. He couldn't see. Yeah. He's like, I can't see. He's like, but I still need to run. They won't believe the fake and the decoy if you're not in the play. So he ran out there, and he ran a play with no vision. And
I didn't ask you a single thing about the Broncos. I asked you, do you believe AB or BA?
I think it's both.
I believe that AB never went and had his ankle looked at.
I think it's...
I believe that AB then told BA, I'm not going in, my ankle hurts. And BA said, I don't know if there's anything wrong with his ankle.
It just says the league's changed. The old school gridiron, like the tough guys are gone. This is a flag football league era. And the prima donnas are always going to get their way in this era because everybody's safe.
If he would have gone into the tent and they said he had a hurt ankle, there's no way they would have put him in the game.
If he could have walked in there and said, hey, I'm damaged, and like, where? He's like, emotionally, they would have sat him on the bench.
That's probably true.
I disagree.
B-A, A-B, all day. They'll be best friends. They'll be best friends next week and on to the playoffs. Baby shark, mommy shark, mommy shark, mommy shark, mommy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark, daddy shark, grandma shark, grandma shark, grandma shark, grandma shark. Grandpa Shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.